All right. So as you guys come in, we're going to talk a little bit about the model tonight. We're going to talk about the result line specifically and some of the mistakes I see you guys make as you do your models. And we're going to give everyone a chance to come on in. Then we're going to review the model really quick. I love the model, you guys. I love teaching the model. I love everything about it. I was actually teaching my husband the model today. We were talking about the result line as well, so he was helping me prepare for this call. So what we'll do is we'll go over the model. We will talk specifically about the result line and about how it relates to the rest of the model. And then I will coach a few people. We'll go for about an hour or so. And hopefully we'll do lots of models in that time. So come on in. Hi, everyone. I see you coming in. I'm guessing you can hear me okay, right? If you have questions for me, you can put them in the Q&A. If you want to talk amongst yourselves, make sure you're talking to all panelists and attendees in the chat. Otherwise, I'm the only one who will see your chat, and I don't check the chat very often unless I'm asking you a question that I want you to respond to. Okay, Sapphire can hear me, so can Susan. Deborah Rose loves the model. Awesome. I love the model too. It's a very, very powerful tool to get you to see how what's going on in your brain, what you're thinking, actually creates the results in your life. Pretty amazing thing. So let's get started. I'm going to go ahead and go over the model really quickly for you guys so that, let's see if I can get my screen here, so that everybody is on the same page. So CTFAR, this is the model, right? This is what we call the self-coaching model. Will you talk about using the model for something positive? Of course, of course. So the C line, C is for circumstance. This is the facts of the world, okay? How do we know it's a fact? 100% of the people in the world would agree with you. Does not create any emotion. It is just a thing. Usually it is only a noun. It is not modified. It's not a modifier. It doesn't describe anything. It is just a fact. Just the facts, Jack. T line is a thought. Now, in the model, we put one sentence in the T-line. No questions, no paragraphs, one sentence. A thought is a sentence in your mind, okay? The F-line is feeling, and that you put one feeling. Usually, if you have a thought that you say creates frustration and anger and sadness and all the things, if you put in your F line, you want to put the strongest feeling that you have, okay? The strongest one, the most prominent feeling goes in the F line. Then the A line is the action line. It's all the things you do or do not do or how you react when you feel this feeling, okay? And then you have the R line, which is the result line, which we're going to talk about tonight. So how do these interrelate? You have a fact in the world. You have a thought about that fact, okay? So let's say your C line is your husband. You have a thought about your husband. That thought makes you feel a certain way. That feeling, when you feel that way, you do or don't do certain things. And when you do or don't do certain things, you create a result. And if your model is good and clean, and it's structured properly, your result is actually going to prove your thought, or it will mirror your thought. Okay? So we're going to work a few of these. I'm going to give you some examples. And I'm going to talk a little bit specifically about the result line. Now, I want to say this too. Corinne has a lesson in the NoBS in Module 8, which is called How the Model Works for Weight Loss, Unit 6, that's all about the result line. Okay, and I'm going to go through some of the things that she talks about there in that unit. So you can always go back. I think it's about, I don't know, 8 or 9 minutes long in that particular lesson and bone up on the result line, okay? So the result line is all the consequences or byproducts of the thought, feeling, and the action, all right? The thought, feeling, and the action, y'all, are 100% under your control. They are absolutely things that you control. The result line is the byproduct of your thoughts, feelings, and actions. It's common results line. Result lines might be to lose weight, might be come off medication, might be improved body image, might be reconciled relationships. But the thing about the result line is it's always about you. You will never see other people in your result line because your thought and your feeling and your actions aren't going to change anyone else, right? They're going to create your result. So you can think something and feel something and do something, but it's not going to make somebody else do something. It's all going to be about you. Your result line is always all about you. Okay? So it's never going to have other people in it. It's never going to have other people changing in it. Okay? So if you'll know you have a clean result line, if you ask yourself these questions, am I the only one in my result line? Does my result line prove my thought line? And do my results come directly from my actions? So will these actions create this result? Okay? The result happens when you do or don't do or react a certain way. Do or don't do things or react a certain way, you create a result. Does that make sense to everybody? I'll pause and have questions real quick. I'll look in the chat. I want to say if you have a negative thought, you will not have a positive result. If you have a positive thought, you're not going to create a negative result. Okay? So somebody asked, help me understand why I would want or need to do a model on something positive. Can you give an example? Absolutely. I model positive things all the time because I want to remind myself that there are positive things going on in my life. I journal about positive things all the time. Let's say you get a promotion at work. You want to journal about how good that feels. You want to talk about all the thoughts you have about the promotion at work. You want to do your model on the promotion at work to show your brain that good things do happen. We are problem solvers by nature as people, as human beings. So our brains always want to go to the negative, right? We have to sometimes look for things to be grateful for, look for positive things happening in our lives. So when we journal and it's about positives, I would do one intentional model for sure, just to show my brain that good things happen. So let's do that. Let's do a positive model really quickly. Okay. So let's say the C line is boss says, he's promoting me. Okay. So if the boss comes in and says, hey, I think you're going to get a promotion and a raise, right? What is your thought? What do you think the thought is? Right? He's recognized my good work. Okay. Feeling is proud. Action is thank him. Keep doing good work. Tell friends, whatever it is, when you get a promotion. Tell friends, tell family. Guess what the R line is? I also recognize my good work. Okay? See how that works? Pretty cool, right? Because you have a thought about what he said and you feel proud. When you feel proud, you walk around, your posture's great, right? You're breathing deep, you're happy, you're smiling, you're working hard, you're showing him, yes, I deserve this promotion. And you also recognize that you get the promotion, that you deserve it. Okay? That's how the model works. that's how a positive model works. So let's with the boss, we'll stay on this track. We'll do an unintentional model about your boss, because this is really interesting too. Corinne does one similar to this one in the results unit in No BS that I was talking about, unit 6 of module 8. She does one about Chris, but we'll do it about the boss. So let's say your boss says you need to work harder. Now, we can put this in the C line because we're putting exactly what he said in there. See, there's quotes. You need to work harder. Your thought is, he's an ass. Your feeling is angry. Okay. Your action is complain about the boss, call in sick, ditch work, slough, how you spell that? Slough off, take a break. You might even hit the candy dish, right? You might eat. You might, you know, do all those kinds of things, right? And the result, when you complain, call in sick, slough off, take a break, and eat, guess what? You're showing up at work like an ass. I'm showing up at work like an ass. See how that works? Now, a common mistake I see in models, a lot of times we have feelings like anger or boredom or sadness or frustration, and our action line has eat in it. And that's fine, right? But a lot of times I see the result line say gain weight. If I were to put gain weight in this result line, it does not prove the thought that my boss is an ass. It is a byproduct of eating when I'm not hungry or overeating, but it doesn't, that result doesn't fit this model. Okay? Everybody with me on this? It could, you know, you're overeating could result in weight gain, but it doesn't prove this thought. Okay? So if you had a thought, let's do this. I love, if you guys follow me on these calls, I love to work the model from the result line up. Okay? Because I sometimes want to create a result. In this case, what I want to do is put weight gain in the result to show you what kind of thought can lead to it. Okay? So if we have weight gain in the result line, what are some of the actions that would cause weight gain? Okay? Not follow plan. Overeat, eat when not hungry, you know the drill. Everybody knows what, right? We all know how to gain weight, okay? So we'll just say no basics, okay? When you're not following your plan and you're overeating and you're eating when you're not hungry and you're not doing your basics, you're not doing your P&P work, let's say you're feeling apathy. I really don't care. Okay? And when you're feeling apathy about what your boss said, I don't care about him or myself, or my weight loss. I just want to eat. Because he said these things, I just want to eat. I don't care. That leads to apathy. That leads to doing all these things, which could lead to weight gain. So if you have weight gain in your result line, you somehow have to have it in your thought line. Your weight loss or your attention to your program needs to be in your thought line. That's how that works. They sort of mirror. The result is a reflection of the thought. Everybody with me? Kelly had a light bulb moment. I'm glad. All right. Wendy says, I'm so glad we're working the model backwards. I've been wondering how to do that. What about a positive one? Sure. Wendy, what kind of result would you like to create? I'm waiting on you, Wendy. What kind of result would you like to create? I would love a job that is, I want to love a job that is frustrating. That's a mixed up model. So let's do this. Let's say the love my job. I love my job is in the result line. Ooh, Wendy, do you want to come on? You want to come on? You want to raise your hand? Let's work this. Let's coach on this. Let's coach on this and build your model from the bottom up. Yes. All right. I'm going to look for you. Wait, where's my mouse? Raise your hand, Wendy. There she is. This is going to be good. Promote to panel. We got to get your video started. There you are. Hi.
Hi. I was actually getting into the bathtub. That's why it took me a long time to raise my hand. That is so.
So you just, well, I'm super glad that you put on a robe.
Yeah, that's what took me so long.
Okay. All right. So tell me about your job.
So I am. I love what I'm actually doing, like okay. The part that I do, love it. Mm-hmm. It's just the environment and some of the things that happen in the organization, like stuff that I cannot control. Okay. So I'm trying to control what I'm thinking about it.
Perfect.
Because okay. I love my job. I love my team. It's just literally like systems stuff within the organization that I can't change. So. And okay. I want to love my job. So,
the result is I learn to love my job.
Yes.
Is that the result you want to create? Is that what I'm hearing?
Yes, 100%.
Okay. So in order to do that, in order to learn to love your job, what do you have to do, not do, or how do you need to react to certain things?
So I've done this a couple times and it never seems like it sticks or it makes sense to me. So I've written like not complain to myself, like not be frustrated in the moment when stuff like that happens.
How about we flip that around and we say we work on frustration?
Okay.
Okay.
Like work on being less frustrated.
Yeah. Or maybe when you feel yourself getting frustrated, you pull out your journal, you know, you think about it, you think about why the frustration is there. You think about,
I'm
whether or not your frustration is productive.
I can do that at home, but I can't do that in the moment because I'm an intensive care unit nurse. Okay. So like literally something happens and I'm like, are you kidding me?
Okay.
Like it's those moments that stuff like that happens that I do my job and things get done fine, but it's just like that. And it's just like,
so maybe what you do then is you work on your reactions.
Yes.
Work on reactions. So how would you do that? When you hear yourself say, are you kidding me? Can you take a 2-second pause and say, hold on, that doesn't work for me?
Yes.
And regroup, right?
Yeah. Yeah. Okay. Yeah. 100%.
Okay.
Could do that.
So you're going to work on frustration. Like, see, you can work on the frustration part in your journal at night and tell
yes.
your brain the next day how you want to, what you want to try. Right?
Yes. And Corinne said something about like writing my story. And I thought mm-hmm. that might, like, I didn't do it, but I thought, yeah. oh, that could be something that could work. Like I could rewrite my week or something.
Right.
To some of this, but I thought a model might be a faster way to kind of get to the.
I would encourage you to rewrite the story about your work for sure. Okay. There's a worksheet in the bonuses part of the website where the worksheet mm-hmm. and bonus courses are called Rewriting Your Past. Do the
Ooh,
same
okay.
thing for, I mean, it doesn't have to be about your past. It can totally be about your week or about,
okay.
it doesn't have to be some deep, dark, you know, thing that happened when you were a kid. It can totally be about your week. And what
Excellent.
It does, it triggers your brain to show you how everything happened exactly the way it was supposed to happen.
And yes. And I believe that.
I 100%
yeah. believe that. Everything happens for, believe it. But boy, man, I just keep saying I am earning my ticket to heaven this week.
Okay.
That's what so, I say when I'm at work.
you like your job. It's just the things that happen within the job. Okay. So you're
yeah.
going to work on frustration. You're going to rewrite your story. You're going to watch yourself react. What else can you do to learn to love your job?
I feel like I need to have some sort of compassion for the process because I'm not a manager, nor would I ever be a manager, because I feel like they're literally fighting a constant battle to change things.
Okay. So you want to develop some compassion?
Right. For the process, I guess, because I know that it's a mm-hmm. process. I just didn't think that it was like right now, like when we were all hired to this job, we were thinking, oh, it'll be, you know, a year, maybe 2 years. And mm-hmm. now we're like, there's no way this is going to be to where it needs to be for 5 years. So
okay.
I think that probably.
So maybe one of the things you want to also not do is complain with your coworkers.
Oh, 100%.
Right?
I stopped that last week when I did a model and I was
right.
For journaling and being like, I, you know, talking to blah, blah, blah. And I went, oh, dang, there you go.
Right. Cause that just fuels everybody, right? When you get
yeah.
together and you share frustrations. I want to offer you one other thing. I want
yes.
to offer, and Joanne just beat me to the punch in the chat. I want to offer you visualization.
Okay.
What if you were to think about tonight, just spend 10 minutes thinking about how you're going to walk into work tomorrow or the next day you go. And none of these systems will change, but you're going to handle it in an amazing way.
You okay.
know, you're going to be hit with this and you're going to do that. And you're going to be hit with this and you're going to do that. It's practice for your brain ahead of time. Your brain doesn't know. In visualization, it sounds woo, but your brain doesn't know if you've actually done it or not. It thinks you have. So if you visualize yourself walking in, you know, green scrubs with pink dots, your brain thinks you've walked in with green scrubs with pink dots.
Okay.
Okay. So I would offer you that as well.
Okay.
Can you think of anything else?
Not off the top of my head.
All right. In order to do these things, to do this work so that you can learn to love your job, how do you have to feel?
I would have to feel motivated to want to do it, I guess. Like there has to be something that I'd already want to do it. I don't know.
Yeah, motivation is earned. How about?
Yeah, I'll take
keep talking. Keep talking. No, I want to see what you come up with.
I would have to feel, I mean, I am motivated to do it because I love the job. I love mm-hmm. what I do. I've been doing it a very long time. So, I guess just empowered to just do it.
Okay. You could feel open to new things.
Oh, sure. Like, I am.
You know, aware
open.
Of the surroundings. You could feel empowered to make it a better place by how you act. Any of those things. Which one of something like that do you like the best?
Probably the empowered to make it a better place.
Okay.
And I try. I do things. I literally am the only person that does stuff to try and like cheer the whole place
okay.
up. So.
And so you would feel empowered because? Why? Why would you feel empowered?
because I wanted to, because I had a thought that would lead me to that. And that's the second
what's the
point.
Thought? No, but what's the thought? Why would you feel empowered?
Because I love my job. Like, right? I love my career choice. It's mm-hmm. not, I don't love the job that I'm, where I'm working, I guess.
But you want to learn to love it. Why do you want to learn to love it?
Because it is an amazing job. I make really good money. I have great benefits, and I work with an extraordinary team of nurses. So it has really good, it has like 5 or 6 really good things, and it has 25 really bad things.
Well, tell me about the good things about the job. You know, other than the people you work with and the money and.
That's, you mean like the good things? That's
yeah,
it.
Why would you want to stay in that job? Other than the money and the people.
Because I was asked to join this team to start a new pediatric intensive care unit. There's some pride in that, being one of the few that was chosen from the 2 major medical centers in town. Mm-hmm. I mean, I love what I do and I take pride in what I do. We all do. It's interesting because we're all the same type of person. Mm-hmm. So it's like being in a team like I'm in right now, which is kind of unheard of in nursing, to have the youngest person has been a pediatric intensive care unit nurse for 6 years. Like, that's unheard of. I've been a pediatric nurse for 30 years. So, I mean, the team is amazing. So there's like this team where, you know, everybody knows exactly what to do. And that's hugely comforting in an intensive situation. So that, I mean, the pay is great. I don't know. Those are like I have like 5 or 6 things that are great about it.
So you take pride in what you do, which leads to a feeling of empowered.
Yeah.
When you feel empowered, you work on the things that are hanging you up in the job because you love it, because you're learning to love your job.
Right. And should the reaction be, I'm learning to love my job, since I feel like that I want to love my job is like a stretch for me. Like, it's been 8 long months. I feel like it's been 2 years of doing what I'm doing here, because it's so, mm-hmm. it's like being nibbled to death by ducks. Have you ever heard that phrase?
No, but I like it. I'm thinking the bottom half of your model is a different model from the top half.
Okay.
I'm thinking if I take pride in what I do and empowered, you show up at work like a boss, and the result is that you leave work every day knowing that you did your best. Right?
So, yes. Yeah. 100%. I definitely give 100% when I'm at
So
work.
What if we were to do this? What if we were to do, instead of putting that in the result line, what if we were to put it in the thought line? I want to learn to love my job.
Yeah, I think that's a good thought, actually. Okay. And I think that I've always been putting that in the result, trying to work it backwards, I guess.
Right, right. So when you think, I want to learn to love my job, what is the feeling?
Whatever the feeling for like grit or determination, I guess.
Okay. Determined.
Yeah.
And when you are determined to learn to love your job, what do you do?
All those things that we already had listed there.
Okay. Basically show up, work.
Yeah. Like be positive. Don't talk trash with the other people.
Don't talk trash. Look for solutions. Do you look for solutions?
The solutions are kind of we can't change it. Like, our director is literally slaying dragons on the daily to change things. It's just, I don't know. You probably know an organization. I'm sure it's like got 20 million cogs in it, and it just takes that many meetings to get them mm-hmm. all to turn, I think. Mm-hmm. So mm-hmm. It's not like she's not trying. It's just hard when it doesn't change for so long, I think.
Okay. All right. You take care of the patients on the action line?
Yeah. We give excellent care. Like I said, we're all very experienced mm-hmm. and love what we do.
Yeah. Do you ever offer feedback to managers?
Oh, yeah. All the time.
So in a sense, that's sort of like looking for a solution.
Yes. Right? And I am always like, you tell me what I can do. Like, mm-hmm. I have even done funny things like buy a programmable easy mm-hmm. button that like plays banjo music because we all feel like we're out in the middle of nowhere, Iowa. Or nowhere in Nebraska sometimes, and we just hit that banjo button and it just makes us laugh and it de-escalates the frustration. So, yeah.
So obviously this is a very intentional model because frustration would be in your unintentional model, right?
Right.
So I want to learn to love my job determined. So you do these things. What do you think the result is?
That I will slowly change my thinking around. I mean, what I need. I know that it's not going to fix the actual problems. I just know that I need to start looking at them. I don't want to say with rose-colored glasses because it sounds so fake, but.
No, you don't need to look at it with rose-colored glasses. You actually need to feel the frustration and understand that it's there and do the work anyway because you love the job.
Right.
That's essentially what has to happen. You have to, it's almost like working two models at the same time. You just don't let the frustration, take over. It's there and it's going to be there until the systems are fixed. But it's okay because you're going to learn to love this job anyway because you're there for the patients. You're there for, because you're skilled. You're there with a great team and you're taking care of these kids, right?
100%. Yeah, 100%. Yeah. Thank you. That was super helpful.
Does that help?
When you wrote that in the thought line, I almost got teary.
Oh, okay.
And so literally, I have been beating my head with that in the result line.
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah, thank you.
It didn't seem to work as well. It felt a little weird coming up from the result line on that. So I think that's better. I do think it's much better in the thought line.
Yeah, 100%. Thank you so much. I appreciate it.
You're welcome. Go take your bath.
I'm gonna. Thanks.
All right. We'll see you.
Bye.
Bye. Okay. Monet, do you have a model to work? Hello.
Wow, I'm so excited. I'm like kind of nervous.
What's up?
Okay, so my model is dealing with finances.
Okay.
I feel like I'm having this same problem with finances and with weight loss, but we're going to go with the finances one because I feel like it's a tad bit more important.
Okay.
So, basically, just a quick story. I pretty much am like living my dream life right now. Like, I live in Hawaii. I'm 24. I'm married. I have a 2-year-old. Like, I have everything that I thought I could have wanted.
Okay, your internet is a little unstable.
Oh, no.
Okay, so I heard you're 24, you're married, you have a 2-year-old, and you thought you had everything you wanted, right?
Yes.
Okay.
Is it better?
A little bit, but did you do something to your mic?
No.
Okay, just keep yourself a little bit closer to the computer so we can hear you well.
Okay.
Okay.
I turned it up some, too.
Okay, good.
Is that a little better?
Yes.
Okay, awesome. So, pretty much, as of right now, I have more money than I usually would have had. Like, between my husband and I, we're averaging about $4,000 a month.
Okay.
And I'm not saving any money.
Okay.
I really want to because this year for my birthday, I want to go to Paris. That's been my result line. Like, I want to go to Paris this year. Mm-hmm. That's my thing. And I'm, like, every day I keep trying to tell myself I journal this so much, and I just can't seem to actually change my thoughts on it.
Okay, so why aren't you saving?
Because I'm excited to go out and explore the island and try foods and, do activities.
So your thought is, I'm excited to go out and do things.
Yes.
Okay. And we're going to put in the C line, not saving.
Okay.
Money. Let me think about this.
So the model I had was...
Yeah, tell me your model. Tell me your model.
Yeah, so the model I had was we make $8,000 a month.
Okay.
For the circus theater.
Okay.
The thought was I don't even have $1,000 currently in my account.
That is a C.
Okay.
I don't have $1,000 in my bank account.
Okay.
You could actually turn that to say, I have $848 in my bank account.
Okay.
Okay. So we're saying earn $8,000 per month less than $1,000 savings, right?
Right.
Okay. All right. So what's your thought?
My thought is I really want to save money, but I also want to enjoy Hawaii. So I guess for my unintentional model, it would just be more so that I am excited to be here, and I don't want to be limited in saving money and not be able to explore.
I don't want to be limited. By saving. Right?
Yeah.
Okay. When you say I don't want to be limited by saving, how do you feel?
Childish.
Childish.
Yeah.
Is that because you're judging that thought?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Or is, you know, when you say, because you told me, I don't want to be limited by saving because I want to enjoy this island. It almost sounded excited to me.
Yeah, it is exciting. Like, because I want to get out and I want to do stuff. But mm-hmm. like a part of me knows that I should be an adult. And
well, in the moment, when you have this bank account, when you have you just got paid, you're like, what's the husband's name?
Nazi.
Come on, we're going out. We're going to do something. We're going to do something amazing because I don't want to be limited by saving this month. We got to enjoy this island. What's that feeling?
We're excited.
Excited. Isn't it interesting how we can put excited in an unintentional model?
And I guess I was thinking that it had to be negative.
No. It's just like, well, let's finish this model. Then we'll bring it back to weight loss, which will be super interesting. So when you're excited about spending money on the island, you know, when you're excited about going out, you spend money.
Yeah. Right?
You don't save.
Right.
And you do all the things. Right?
Right.
And the result is you don't limit your spending. Right?
Right.
See how it reflects the thought? I don't want to be limited by my spend. I don't want to be limited by saving. Well, I'm just going to go out and spend it all. Right?
Yeah.
How does this go with weight loss? I just want to make this connection really quick. What if we had in the C line, the biggest, most beautiful chocolate cake you have ever seen? And your thought was, I do not want to have a small piece of this cake and save some for later. I want to eat the cake. Excited because it looks so good and you love chocolate cake. And the action is you eat all the cake. And the result is that you limit yourself and your weight loss because you've eaten all the cake. See, it's still an unintentional model because you have overindulged in some way.
Right.
Right?
Right.
Okay. Does that make sense?
It does. It makes one complete sense.
Okay, good. Because you looked like you were thinking about it.
No, I was just looking at what you wrote and I was like, I get it. I do.
You get it? Okay.
Yeah.
So what do you think, do you want to do an intentional model?
Yes, please.
All right. Do you want to do a picture perfect model, or do you want to kind of just level up this one a little bit?
I just want to level up.
Right. Now, why do we do that? Because a picture perfect model is not going to seem doable to you. When you're out here and you're living on this island and you're excited, you're not going to be like, dude, we got to save at least half this paycheck this month, so we're staying home.
Right. Okay.
It's going to feel like you just went straight from great big chocolate cake to eating broccoli for the next 3 weeks.
Right?
It's not going to happen. Okay.
Right.
So how much money do you think is reasonable for you to save each month?
$1,000.
So let's put that in the result line.
Okay.
1K saved per month. What do you have to do to save $1,000?
Probably not eat out as much. Like instead of going 4 days a week, we go maybe just twice.
Okay. Eat out 4 times to 2 times. Okay. What else?
I could just eat less. Like instead of going out ordering appetizer, ordering dinner and ordering dessert, I could probably just limit it to dinner and then one or the other.
Okay. Dinner plus app dessert only. Okay.
I could leave my card at home. I feel like that might help.
Leave card at home. Can you find free things to do in Hawaii? Like beaches to walk on and all that kind of stuff? Yeah.
Find the free stuff.
Mm-hmm. What else can you do to save $1,000 a month?
I don't know.
I have a suggestion.
Okay.
How about you take it out at the beginning of the month and you put it in savings and work off the rest?
Okay.
Okay. Yeah, well, you have the savings account, right?
Yes.
So transfer at the beginning of the month?
And I have the issue of I'm bad with just transferring it back. Like if I do that with my weight loss too, transferring obviously, but I just don't do what I say I'm going to do. Like I'll put the money in there and then I'll just be like, well, I really do want to go get this sushi, so I'm going to just transfer the $35 back.
Oh, so you talk yourself out of it.
Yeah.
Yeah. So basically, you're not really committed to saving $1,000 a month. You're committed to the idea of it. What?
If you put it that way. Wow. Wow, that was like a slap in the face. Like,
well, real. I didn't mean to slap you in the face, but that's essentially, you know, it's a commitment issue. If you're, you know, you like the idea, and that's great. You know, I like the idea of chocolate cake, but if I'm committed to my weight loss, sometimes I have to say no to the chocolate cake, right? If you like the idea of saving $1,000 a month, that's great. But you have to commit to it to actually do it. So commitment goes in your action line, right?
Right.
So you basically go commit to the savings and to Paris. You know, if Paris was a really, really big deal in your mind, you would make it happen.
Right.
Right?
Right.
So in order to do these things, how do you have to feel?
Dedicated?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. And the thought that leaves you dedicated to saving each month?
I am going to go to Paris.
Yeah. I'm going to Paris. And what I would do with this model is I'd say $1,000 saved per month. So I can go to Paris. And that's how the result proves the thought.
Gotcha. Okay. So I just really got to work on my commitment.
Yeah. Yeah. That's the light bulb moment here. And, you know, I would do the same thing as your, this is so well dovetails with weight loss as well. Because if you do these things, eat out 2 times a week instead of 4, and you cut back the amount of eating that you're doing while you're out, you know, you can almost use some of these actions in a model for weight loss as well.
Right.
Right?
Yeah, I spend most of my eating on food, so that's why I'm not losing weight. And that's what I said, it goes hand in hand. And I just...
Well, spending money on food is not the reason you're not losing weight. Because everybody spends money on food, whether it's at the grocery store or the restaurant or whatever. Right?
Right.
That's you probably true. Need to take a really good look at your hunger scale and at your plans if you're not losing weight. You know, all losing weight always goes back to the 4 basics.
Right.
Okay. Somebody in the chat says, a girl named Monet definitely needs to go to Paris. Oh, there you go, right?
Okay, I got to work on my commitment with just money, with weight loss. This was a light bulb moment for me, so thank you, Coach.
Good. You're welcome. I hope it was helpful.
Yeah, it was very helpful. Like, I'm definitely going to go back and listen to this a million times. So thank
you. A million times, okay. All right, take care. All right, who else we got here? Jessica? Hello.
Hi.
What kind of model did you bring me?
I do have a model, but more my issue is both on the unintentional model and the intentional model.
Okay.
I really have no issue coming up with the first three, but then coming up with the actions and then the result that proves the thought correct.
Mm-hmm.
I always really struggle with that on both the unintentional and the intentional model.
Okay.
I had one. Sorry.
It's okay.
I just had it. I had one that I just did yesterday.
Okay.
And so...
let's have it. What's your C line?
So the C line, I just put 64 ounces of water in a wok. Basically, the circumstance was that I didn't complete that yesterday.
Okay. And what's your thought about that?
My thought was, I didn't get it done, or I didn't get done what I wanted to do.
Okay, I didn't. Get done what I wanted to do. All right. And what's the feeling?
Frustrated.
Okay. And when you're frustrated because you didn't do what you say you were going to do, what's the action line? What are you doing or not doing because you're frustrated?
I start making the excuses of why I didn't get done what I wanted to get done.
Okay. What else? You beat yourself up? A little bit? A little self-judgment?
I feel like I'm not very self-judgy. I feel like I am more factual. So it's like, well, I just didn't do it. So.
is that frustrated then, or is that apathy? Why are you frustrated? When someone is frustrated, they're like, I should have done this. I can't believe I didn't do this.
Okay. I'll never get this.
Right?
Right. Yeah.
And that's
definitely feel like I should have done it, and that, but I don't really have thoughts like, well, I'll never do it. I do definitely shit on myself, but.
Mm-hmm. Okay. So let's put that shit on myself.
Okay.
Anything else?
When I think of like the excuses, I do start thinking of how I could improve for, say, the next day.
Yeah, that's a different model.
Okay.
I think that's going to go in your intentional model. When you start turning a corner, that's a different model.
Okay.
So we're still here with this thought, I didn't get done what I wanted to do, and I'm frustrated because of it. And when I'm frustrated, I just make a bunch of excuses and I shit on myself.
Right. Yeah.
And the result of that is, what do you think? If you're making excuses and you're shitting on yourself, you're still not doing what you say you're going to do.
Okay.
Right? Because nobody really wants to, nobody's really saying, this is what I want to do. I want to shit on myself and I want to make a bunch of excuses.
Right.
Right.
Yeah. Yeah.
So you're kind of stuck in this spiral of not doing what you say you're going to do. We're not doing what you want to do even. Right.
Mm-hmm.
Does that make sense?
Yes.
Are you sure? I want to make sure it makes sense to you.
Yeah, this does make sense.
Okay, so when you're thinking, didn't get done what I wanted to do, it's kind of a holding pattern in your mind.
Mm-hmm.
Right? Because you've already said, I didn't do it. You didn't say, there's still time to do it, or I can still see if I can get some more water in. I haven't gotten it in yet, but there's still time. You just pretty much closed the door and said, I didn't do it.
Right.
Yeah. Right. And you decided to go to frustrated and you made excuses and started, shooting on yourself, which is essentially a little bit of self-judgment. I should have done it. I should keep my commitment to myself. I should drink my water. I should do these basics. And that just keeps your brain working in this area of, I didn't do what I said I was going to do and I'm still not doing it because I'm doing these things instead, shitting on myself and making excuses.
Right.
Makes sense?
Yes, it does.
Okay. So when you said you start making excuses, what did you tell me you started doing? Looking for ways to improve? Is that what you said?
Yeah. So one of the excuses that I use for not drinking my water is that I started drinking it too late.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So, okay. So then I have a thought that, I'll start drinking my water earlier tomorrow.
All right. So let's do this. Let's create a model, an intentional model, but let's put that in the action line. Okay.
Okay.
So start drinking earlier. Oops. What else might you do to get your water tomorrow?
I've been trying to think because I'm not working currently. Mm-hmm. And so when I'm at home, it's harder. Like, I leave it places. Whereas when I was working, it just sat there on my desk and I'd be constantly looking at it. Mm-hmm. So I've been trying to think of things that I could do that I don't forget about it. Because that's the biggest thing, as I am doing stuff at home, it's okay. Not sitting right there.
So you try new things. Mm-hmm. So you don't forget. Have you tried setting an alarm on your phone?
I thought about using, I think with Fitbit, maybe you can set a reminder. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah. Set reminders.
But I haven't done it yet.
Okay. That's all right. You can try it tomorrow. Mm-hmm. What else might you try?
Sometimes when I don't feel like drinking water, I'll drink like a herbal tea.
Okay.
So drinking water different ways, because I know that can count as like 16 ounces.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Especially if you have especially if you have a decaffeinated tea, that would be good too. All right. So if you start drinking earlier and you try new things so you don't forget and you set reminders and you drink herbal tea, what result do you think you're going to create?
I'm going to hit my water goal.
Yeah. There's a better chance of hitting your water goal. Okay. So to do those things, how do you have to feel? All right, let's try it this way. If we're talking about our sea line being, we didn't make the water today, but this is an intentional model about tomorrow, what do you think your thought would be?
The thought that I had written down was, I missed a few things today, but did pretty good overall.
Okay. So what do you want to think about tomorrow?
I want to think that I can get all my water in.
Okay. And when you say, I can get my water in tomorrow, how does that feel?
It gives me like a can-do feel.
What does that mean? Prepared, ready, determined, hopeful, focused.
Probably determined.
Okay. And when you're determined, you'll start drinking, or determined to get your water in, you start drinking early, you'll try new things, you'll have some tea, you'll set reminders, and that's going to result in a better chance of hitting your water goal. Right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Now, back to the model that you started, that intentional thought. Give me that one again.
On my circumstance, it was both not getting my water or my walk. Mm-hmm. And the intentional one was, I missed a few things today, but did pretty good overall.
How does that feel?
I put down proud.
All right. You put down proud. Does it really make you feel proud? Are you feeling really proud about how you showed up today for your water and your walk?
Maybe proud isn't the word, but
it's okay if it is. I just want to make sure we get it right.
Right. My thought that I was working on this week was basically progress over perfection.
Okay.
So I'm really trying to have that.
Okay.
So that, with that and like being the thought for my week, mm-hmm. it did make me feel proud that
okay.
I had progress.
Okay. Then we'll put proud there. And that's a really important thing I want everyone to hear, because I just want to take a pause here. So many times we don't look for progress, and there is so much pride to find in executing those little steps. So if you actually, you know, you missed a few things but did okay overall, if this was leveled up from the day before or the week before, then mm-hmm. you should feel proud because you yeah. are making progress. Okay. And I really want everyone to think about that, because so many times I coached a binge eater once, and she said, "Kathy, I just don't think I'm making any progress." And I said, "How many times have you binged this week?" And she said, "Well, none." "And how many times did you binge last week?" She said, "One." And I said, "Okay, 6 months ago, how many times were you binging?" And she said, "Well, about 3 or 4 times a week." "But I haven't conquered it, Kathy. I'm still binging." I'm like, "Yeah, but you're not binging 3 or 4 times a week anymore. You're binging once every 2 weeks." Progress is so, so, so important to recognize. Okay. Thank you. Back to your model.
Yeah.
When you feel proud because you're taking these 1% level ups, you're doing better than you were before, you're hitting progress, how are you acting? What are you doing?
I'm trying to think of new ways to level up.
Yes. Anything else?
I'm sure there are things.
are you committed to continued progress?
Yes.
Okay. So you formed a commitment to yourself? Committed. I don't know if that's really an action, but we're going to put it in there. To more progress. We could blow out the new ways to level up, but I think that's okay. So you've missed a few things, but you're okay. You did okay overall, and you're proud. You're thinking of new ways to level up, and you're staying committed. What do you think the result is?
See, when I think of it as trying to prove the result, it seems like it would just be continue to do okay. But that doesn't feel... like, that doesn't feel good.
Well, maybe the result is that you continue to level up or continue to recognize progress. Okay? Continue to, continue to level up, continue to assess and see your progress. You know, anything like that. It doesn't have to repeat the thought. It just needs to prove the thought.
Oh, okay. I see.
So, right. It doesn't have to actually, you know, be the same words. But if we say you're continuing to recognize progress, it proves the thought that you did okay. You missed a few things, but you did okay. Because we're not looking at perfection here. Your model is not about perfection. It's about progress. You said that.
Right. Yes.
Right? It's about leveling up. It's about being proud because you're leveling up.
Mm-hmm.
Does it make sense to you?
Yeah, it does. It seems like, I mean, I did the No BS where it talked about the models.
Mm-hmm.
And it seems like a lot of the examples I see, the result kind of does use the same wording mm-hmm. as the thought. So mm-hmm. I was trying to do that in all my models and make it prove that thought.
Mm-hmm.
But it does make sense that
Why don't we say this? We could say our result is we feel good about okay and work toward leveling up to amazing or something like that, right?
Yeah.
Because you do feel good about okay. And the more levels up you do, God, how are you going to feel that day that you get your 64 ounces of water and you get your movement in? What if that day's tomorrow? I did both those things, right?
Yeah.
You feel pretty amazing, aren't you?
Yeah.
You like that result line better?
I do like that.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Uses more words from the thought line, which is fine. It's okay.
Yeah, and I kind of like what you had done before where you put in the circumstance, but then you went down and did the result and worked it back up. Because I don't ever do that. I always work it from top to bottom.
Yeah, I love... Corinne taught me this. I was never much of a goal creator. Or I was never really very result driven. I was very action line driven my whole life. And when I realized that what I was thinking ultimately created the results in my life, I thought, maybe, what if I decide what I want to create? What if I decide I want to create 150 pound Kathy, or I want to create full-time coach Kathy, or I want to create amazing grandma Kathy? How can I do that? I can do that with this model by working it from the bottom up.
Yeah.
Because if you want to feel really good about okay and work toward leveling up to amazing, all you have to do is think of new ways to level up and stay committed. Right?
Yeah.
And to do those things, you just got to nurture that feeling of pride. And to feel proud, you have to repeat to yourself every day, I missed a few things, but I'm okay with that.
Mm-hmm.
I'm okay. It's like that magic of, I see that I made a few mistakes and I'm tweaking and I'm okay with that because I'm not going to spend any time in the beatdown.
Right.
Right?
Yes.
I just love the model. I love the model, but I love working it from the result line. I love imagining what it is I can create. You can tell because I get very animated. I love imagining what I can create and how I can create it. And what is it going to take for me to get to this result?
All right. That helps a lot.
Good. I'm glad. Anything else?
No, that's it.
All right. Take care.
Alrighty. You too.
Bye. All right. Let's do one more. We're going over an hour, but. Let's do one more. Danny Daly. See what kind of model you got for me. Uh-oh. She went away. Danny, what happened? Maybe you didn't mean to have your hand raised. All right, Pam. See what you got. Pam. Something weird is happening to Zoom. Maybe Pam didn't mean to have her hand raised either. All right, let's do this Q&A. Oh, wait, here comes Pam.
Okay.
Not sure what happened. My things are here. So slow. Hello.
Hello. So, I'm struggling a bit with trying to take my daughter out of my model, since what I'm struggling with is related to her.
Mm-hmm.
My thoughts around what's going on with her, but that's very acute. So my almost 19-year-old daughter has recently started going to a full-time she's in a mental health treatment facility for major depression. And she kind of almost overnight had to go into that situation. And is also now living in what's called supportive housing, which is kind of like a group home.
Okay.
And it's all kind of nearby. This is really painful because this is just all really new. She just kind of flamed out.
Okay.
Can I just say, if anybody is watching and knows me in real life, can we just keep this confidential, please? Because it's not something I really want, you know, it's just okay. It's tough. So okay. As part of her treatment, we are doing family therapy, which is mm-hmm. tough because mm-hmm. she is expressing a lot of animosity towards us and, you know, it's your fault. I don't know how to feel about my emotions. I don't know. She's mm-hmm. saying, you know, it's mm-hmm. our fault that we never spent enough time together and we didn't have dinner together. And so we never talked about anything important, blah, blah, blah. You know, obviously this is a different experience. She's describing a different experience than I have had as mine. So my thoughts about this are anger and frustration.
No, that's your feeling.
Right.
That's your feeling.
About this is anger and frustration and sadness. And so, yeah, daughter says some things. That was actually the point of my circumstance in my model when I wrote
okay.
this. Daughter said some things.
Mm-hmm.
And so actually I should probably flip to where I wrote this out. So my thought about this was she has animosity towards us. Is that a thought?
Yeah.
Okay. And that made my feeling is sad.
Okay. And when you feel sad about that, what do you do?
Well, I have been pretty reasonably good at not eating, which is a win, but mostly I am kind of set tearful and I like try and get relief by talking to other people about it and just, yeah, and cry. Yeah. Journal a little and just hope. Yeah.
Is there any questioning yourself or your parenting or any kind of shooting on yourself or anything like that? Is there anything about she's just wrong? You know, what else is?
Well, certainly she's describing her experience differently than reality, you know, because, okay. you know, that's how my experience is and my husband's. You know, I feel like I'm pretty confident that we've been the best parents that we could have been in the, mm-hmm. you know, given our everybody's constraints, you know, mm-hmm. I can't be Mrs. Cleaver and the doctor that I am. And, you know, mm-hmm. I can't be all the things. I can't be a stay-at-home mom and be there 24/7 for her and also actually be a doctor and somebody she looks up to mm-hmm. for my career and things like that. So, yeah. I've thought through all of that. That's what I've been journaling and just thinking okay. through.
All right. So you're
rationalizing,
thinking, rationalizing.
But the result of all of that is nothing useful in terms of.
What do you think the result is? It's not about her.
Right, right.
Mm-hmm.
So that's kind of where I got stuck in the mm-hmm. model is I don't know what the result actually, you know, is.
Well, let's think through this.
I'm looking at the chat now. People are commenting on, yeah.
Wow.
She's not an addict. Yeah, my kid is not an addict. She's depressed. And actually, she was recently diagnosed with bipolar, which is very different than anything else, but I'm just reading over in the chat.
So do you make, let me ask this, do you make her diagnosis, do you make any of that mean anything about you?
I don't think so.
Because I know
about how she's not.
Right. And I ask you this because you're a doctor, your clinical logical brain is going to kick in and go, you know, she's just made that way. This is just how things are. Right. But emotionally, if you separate out the doctor part, are you still there?
Yeah. Okay. Yeah. It's not right. about, just, it's not just, about me.
I just want to make sure. I mean, okay.
It's certainly about the genetics that's in her, which comes from both me and my husband.
Okay.
But it's not about me personally. And I don't think that.
All right. So let's
could have done any of this stuff to prevent what she's going through.
All right. So you don't take it personally. And that's fine.
Yeah. I mean, she has dyslexia and ADHD. And so, I don't know. She's definitely
This is an important part of this. The rationalization, the thinking about it, the journaling it. You're allowing yourself to be sad and you're working through it. I think the result here is that you're giving her the space to work on her mental health. Right? You've put it, she's in this treatment program. She's in this housing.
Right.
Right? She has animosity towards you. You're sad, but you're doing these things, which means you're actually giving her the space to work out her animosity.
Yes.
So you found, the action line could be find treatment.
Right. We did that all the
time. Right.
Participate in the family therapy, even though it's poked in the eye with a sharp stick.
Mm-hmm. Okay. To work on herself. So that's what I see in what you've told me. Is that is that correct? I mean, it's a lot of people would go to sad, eat, question myself, blah, 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 which would lead to a different result. But you're not doing that. You're just feeling the sadness and you're working through it and you're helping her find treatment, which means you're giving her the space and the opportunities to work on whatever it is she feels about you.
Mm-hmm.
I think that's how this model works.
Okay. I like that better as a result than I'm not doing anything useful. Cause obviously I am, we put her in this treatment facility and let her go into the supportive housing, which she wanted to do and all of that. So we certainly have given her that space and we're showing up to family therapy and doing all the things, and trying not to take it personally and hoping for the best. But I still feel, okay, so my action is giving her the space. I mean, my result, rather, is giving her the space.
Yeah, the space, the opportunity, helping her find, whatever it is. This is the result of this, is that you're feeling the feeling, but you're acting anyway, and you're helping her find ways that she can work on these feelings that she has, on whatever's going on with her.
All through, yeah.
Okay. Does that make sense?
Yeah, totally does. That makes the model sort of fit what we've been doing. As I guess this, would be the intentional model. My failed attempt at an unintentional model was like nothing productive is happening because I'm just spinning in like I'm crying.
Well, I think there's an important distinction to be made here too. You don't always have to have two models.
Okay.
If you're in this place right now and you're not ready to create anything else, you're not ready to, do anything. It's okay to just stay here. And in fact, because this is such an emotional situation for you, I would just stay here and process the sadness and stay in your journal and be okay with being sad that your daughter is, in this treatment program and depressed and, all that is okay as her mom. So I think sometimes we try really hard to go straight to the intentional model and go, everything's going to be great, but it just doesn't feel right yet. It doesn't feel right to say everything's going to be great yet. Does that make sense?
Yeah. We're, hopeful that she'll come around and not continue to have all this animosity and stuff that doesn't fit with reality, in terms of her experience of like, we were never there for her. That's obviously not true. But well, you don't know if it's obviously not true or not, but I'm telling you it wasn't.
It doesn't matter. What matters is what you think and feel. And if you want to be hopeful, you could start working on a model for hopeful.
Mm-hmm.
Or you could just be sad for a few days and then work on hopeful later. It's okay. Really up to you. You know, and maybe hopeful is, you know, the thought is, you know, maybe one day she'll be well again. Hopeful.
Yeah.
You know, and you just take it from there, and it just is super simple like that.
Okay.
That makes sense?
Yeah. Thanks.
You're welcome. Take care.
Okay, thank you.
All right. So let's do these real quick. Can you explain what a snack protocol is? Emily, a snack protocol basically is a list or an instruction that you give yourself. So a snack protocol is basically a list of things that you are okay with planning for a snack. That's basically all it is. It might even have, you know, instructions as to when you'll eat a snack. Like, I'm only going to eat a snack if I'm at -2 and I still have 3 hours to dinner time. Or I'll only eat a snack to my 0 or something like that. That would be, you know, it's basically a protocol is the instructions that you create for yourself. How do you go about creating positive thoughts? I'm a newbie, as you can probably tell from this question. You just think things that make you feel positive. You know, if sometimes, like I was saying, sometimes you don't want to go directly to the super duper intentional rainbows and daisies models. Sometimes you just want to be open to thinking that something can go right. Open to thinking that someone is going to feel better. Open to learning how to save more money. Things like that. Sometimes you just want to work your way into that. There is a lesson in No BS in the same phase 2 called A New Perspective that goes over how to create new thoughts. Can you talk more about starting from the intentional model? If I want a result of losing weight, what are some possible thoughts? Okay, really quick. Well, we sort of did a model like that. I did one with Monet about losing weight, right? Okay, so that was probably before that call. Let's see. Okay, a couple of questions about I act like an ass and my boss is an ass. So how those two connect, and that this is so interesting because my husband had the same question. He's like, how does that prove that thought? It doesn't necessarily prove the thought, but what it does prove is that because you are judging your boss as an ass and you are reacting to that judgment, you are also acting like an ass. It all has to do with how you think about your boss and whether or not you are judging him as an ass and then reacting to your judgment. So that's how those two connect. I hope that makes sense to you guys. But think about it. If you're thinking my boss is an ass and I'm going to be pissed off about it and I'm going to, you know, like call in sick and I'm going to, you know, not do my work and I'm going to half-ass and blah, 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 you're also acting like an ass. He might be acting like an ass, but you are too, because you're reacting to your judgment about him. So I hope that's helpful. All right, you guys, that's about it for tonight. I hope this has been helpful. I love the model, and I just think it is an amazing tool to create the result that you want to create. It's an amazing tool. But the other thing that it does sometimes is you'll be working your model, you get down to the action line, and you'll think, I know where this is going. I know what result I'm creating here. So keep working the models. If we can ever help you with them, post and ask coaches. And just understand that it's not going to be perfect the first few times you do it, and it's okay. It takes a lot of practice to really nail that result line and to feel good about your models. If you ever read your model and it feels a little disconnected or whatever, ask yourself the questions that get you from one level to another. When you're looking at your thought, ask, how does this thought make me feel? When you're looking at your feeling, you say, if when I feel these things, what do I do or not do? And when I do or don't do those things, what result am I really creating for myself? If you ask yourself those questions to move yourself from each different step of the model to the next one, you'll find that it'll connect better for you. Okay? You guys have a good night. See you later. Bye.